broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for September the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour one of two, and our goal always is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Welcome to the broadcast. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to you, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. There's so much news to talk about. It's startling. Let's do the quick recap. We had Larry Pratt on Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org yesterday. We talked about the Gun Owners of America, GOA, is calling on all voters in Alabama to please support Judge Roy Moore. Judge Moore has long been an articulate and uncompromising champion for gun rights. We talked about the 91% negative coverage of Donald Trump by the big media since his election. Fascinating to watch people writing books and talking about me. They know nothing about what they say, and they don't have any access tweets Donald Trump. ESPN's host, Jamal Hill, literally calls Trump and his supporters racists and white supremacists. ESPN, of course, has lost millions of subscribers and is now in financial trouble. There you have that. Liberals are wanting global warming skeptics jailed, so you don't even have a right to your opinion anymore. I have skepticism about global warming. They want me jailed for it. They're crazy. Trump has always backed amnesty rights. Well, says the White House, writes the Daily Caller. I guess the House and the Senate vote against white supremacist groups. The, quote, joint resolution literally attacks people for their beliefs. The measure will now head to the president's desk for a signature. Will Donald fall for the lie or what will happen? Time will tell. Hour two, we talked about the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands uses Hurricane Irma to seize guns and ammunition. What a disaster. President Trump's spending deal with Democrats funds Planned Parenthood through Medicaid and Title X family planning plans. The spending deal now puts the president and the Republicans squarely in the vote for back Planned Parenthood. This is the third time since becoming president Donald Trump has literally signed a bill that backs funds Planned Parenthood. Wow. Why is the FBI still protecting Hillary Clinton, you might ask? Attorneys are now being investigated for deleting Hillary's emails. We had an Apple iPhone update. I got another update on that as the broadcast unfolds as well. Amazon cuts Whole Food prices in some areas as much as 43%. Millions in Florida are still without power. Robert Mueller's days, are they numbered? Asks Joseph Farah. And after almost 30 years of study, I guess a microbiology professor from Brigham Young University discovers a virus that could change the debate on curing cancer. We also talked about veteran journalist Charles Sasser warns that Marxist infiltration into America is almost complete. We also talked about good news at the end of the broadcast, Donald Trump's ninth grandchild born to Eric Trump. That's Donald's son and his lovely wife. And we've had Eric Trump on the broadcast with us. So that's a recap of the award-winning broadcast that took place yesterday. Still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Tell all your friends and listen at your leisure. And now it's Sam and Kurt. Kurt Crosby's with me. Let's start out of the gate with great news, Kurt. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. If you want me to say the same thing again, I mean, it'd be kind of cool.
I just want to welcome you back. We don't need that much Spanish on the broadcast.
Okay.
These are English speakers. Even the ones that come from Latino countries speak English.
Si,
and if they don't, we want to help them with their English. Therefore, the more English we speak, the greater chance they'll know English, Kurt. Now, by the way, I've told you from the inception of Donald Trump's campaign to him getting elected, that there was one key issue above all others that we needed to really, really highlight, focus on, and make center stage. Do you remember what that was?
Pro-life.
Yes, sir.
Situation.
Roger that. All right. Well, great news, breaking news. In our fight to overturn Roe versus Wade in our nation, Senator Rand Paul, he puts out a video. Video Rand Paul on the Life at Conception Act. And I'm going to play the audio of that video for you. Okay, this is critical to listen to, in my opinion. Rand Paul does a phenomenal job. He's focusing on something critical that needs, in my humble opinion, needs more focus. Where's Donald?
Hello, this is Senator Rand Paul. Will you help me in a bold and aggressive campaign to end abortion on demand once and for all? Since the Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, nine unelected men and women on the Supreme Court have played God with innocent human life. They have invented laws that condemned more than 56 million babies to painful deaths without trial, merely for the crime of being inconvenient. But the good news is Congress has the power to legislatively overturn Roe v. Wade and end all abortion on demand. You see, when the Supreme Court invented the so-called right to an abortion, they left an opening for us in Congress to act on the question of when life begins. In Roe v. Wade, the court ruled, we need not resolve the difficult question of when life begins. The judiciary at this point in the development of man's knowledge is not in a position to speculate as to the answer. The court then admitted that if the personhood of an unborn baby is established, the right to abort collapses, for the fetus's right to life is then guaranteed specifically by the 14th Amendment. Now, what the court was saying, if you look through all the legal mumbo-jumbo, is that we in Congress have the power to legally define when life begins. The same judges who wrote Roe v. Wade actually admitted this. Of course, science has long held that life begins at conception. That's why I'm co-sponsoring the Life at Conception Act, which, by legally defining that life begins at conception, would simply bring the legal definition of life in line with the biological definition, in effect, overturning Roe v. Wade. That's why I hope I can count on you to sign special petitions for both your senators and your congressmen. And if at all possible, I hope I can count on you to make a generous contribution of $50 to the National Pro-Life Alliance's campaign to pass a Life at Conception Act and overturn Roe v. Wade. Your generous contribution of $50 or more will help pay for collecting petitions from up to 1 million Americans and for briefing hundreds of newspaper columnists, editorial writers, and talk radio hosts. The fact is that with enough pressure from dedicated pro-lifers on members of Congress from both parties, you and I can force every member elected as a pro-lifer to either end the slaughter now or face angry voters back home. I have to tell you from my perspective as a pro-lifer in Congress that every pro-lifer's activism is essential in our fight against abortion on demand, but I have especially come to appreciate the members of National Pro-Life Alliance. Their members nationwide are perhaps the most active and focused on the ultimate vision of eliminating abortion on demand, not just regulating it. In fact, it is primarily because of National Pro-Life Alliance members that the Life at Conception Act has an all-time record number of House and Senate sponsors. If you can help, just bring public opinion to bear on my colleagues in Congress. I'm convinced that we can get this bill to the forefront of the American debate and ultimately outlaw abortion once and for all. That's why it's vital you sign the petitions I mentioned at once, and please make this massive advertising and petition drive possible by sending a special contribution of $50 to the National Pro-Life Alliance.
I completely agree with Rand Paul 1,000%. Let's get it done. Let's make the push. Let's make sure it's not talk. Now, I have signed the petitions, Kurt, and I have played his video on the radio. Now what I'm going to do is going to call Rand Paul's office and say, hey, do you guys have radio commercials created that we can run for free? If you don't have them created, are you willing to have us create them for you for free? I'll donate way more than $50 to this in free media coverage, in work, in effort to get this done, Kurt. What do we need to do to help Rand Paul in every way possible? Any ideas?
Well, it sounds like those ideas you came up with are certainly great starts. I can't think of anything else.
Why don't you go to the National Pro-Life Alliance website, Kurt, and you know, you can look there and see if they already have some commercials. Maybe I'm just behind the eight ball, or maybe there's a way to get a hold of those guys too, and we can have them on. Again, we want to help in every way possible. I've said pro-life is the most important focus we can have. Now we've got a key senator making a video about it, working with National Pro-Life Alliance. Good for everybody involved. Let's crank this up, folks. Will the American people stand for life? We'll find out. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
In my humble opinion, we have an opportunity of a lifetime. Breaking news video just came out. Rand Paul on the Life at Conception Act. Breaking news in our fight to overturn Roe versus Wade in our nation. Once and for all, Senator Rand Paul, let's work with the National Pro-Life Alliance immediately. It's great news. There's a petition. I've signed it. Highly recommend you do the same. I'm going to do everything I can to back this effort. In contrast to Senator Rand Paul's efforts for pro-life, Hillary on a pro-death bender, Clinton calls abortion a, quote, fundamental right. A fundamental human right, Kurt. Any more information on that? But the battle's on, Kurt.
Yes, it appears to be, Sam, and it was interesting. One of the pieces I just got that I was looking over from our buddy that does this Newquist breakfast. It's a local patriotic breakfast a couple of times a year. He sent a a piece that has what's called the USAbortionClock.org with it. And so then you can go there and remember how the debt clock works, where you can keep track of how much debt we're in. This is the same kind of idea where they track how many, you know, abortions we've got since Roe v. Wade, daily, hourly, minute, you know. You know, so it seems like a number of folks are working on this whole idea. I guess we've had over 55 million abortions since we quote, legalized, you know, that in America, which is taking out lots of people.
You look up that Pro-Life Alliance group?
I did.
Yeah, and, what do you say about those guys?
I can't find any commercials on it. I do see the right at the top, it says National Pro-Life Alliance, abortion stops a beating heart. Then it's got a picture of the nine, you know, justices, and I use that term loosely, but, you know, where they say, shows a picture of them there that says condemned 61 million to death for the mere crime of being inconvenient. Tell Congress to pass the Life at Conception Act to bypass Roe v. Wade. So I don't see any place about the commercials. I'll keep looking, though.
All right, I wanna play something for you.
Uh-huh.
That Rand Paul did on the campaign trail to prove that he is literally a pro-life advocate and always has been. Listen up.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Kurt, it doesn't get better than that. If we could play that kind of stuff around the nation and we could push hard, would have something valuable. What do you think of that? That was why he was on the campaign trail.
More.
Now that he's elected, you expect him to forget it, right, Kurt? Not Rand.
Well, that's this normal thing, but he is from a different cloth most of the time. And other things on the National Pro-Life Alliance website that he talks about, you know, you've got some updates from the pro-life movement. One is
Senator
Abortion. The abortion lobby, get out of jail free card. You've got slaughtering babies while protecting trees.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff exposing this. Now, I created a commercial out of that basic commercial that I got from Rand Paul, and here's what I put on the campaign trail.
Senator Rand Paul.
The Ministry of Peace concerns itself with war. The Ministry of Truth with lies. The Ministry of Love with torture, and the Ministry of Plenty with starvation. These contradictions are not accidental, nor do they result from ordinary hypocrisy. They are the deliberate exercises in doublethink. Just Orwellian fiction, right? It could never happen in America. Decide for yourself. The Patriot Act concerns itself with the...
All right, anyway, it goes on to the Patriot Act, but the reason that I play that is because he highlights the contrast between truths and lies. Truth and error so clearly in that it's worth focusing on for people to understand this pro-death agenda called pro-choice. In my opinion, Kurt, is one of the biggest issues ever. And if we can't make a stand here, I don't know where we ever will. Right? Huge.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Huge opportunity right now. I'm not going to let this go. Because it, you know what?
Well, it fits to so many things. It's not just the little babies. And I mean, it goes over into the lives of families, to the you know, the Free the Innocents efforts that we work with on the Freedom Coalition. It's, you know, it has to do with life.
And in my opinion, one of the most fundamental reasons for government to exist at all, if we're not going to protect life, What's the value of government, Kurt? Now, I'm not saying government has no value.
Good point.
What I'm saying is that if government is going to have its, in my opinion, paramount value, then pro-life has got to be center stage in this discussion. And if we can't protect the most innocent among us, the babies, then who can we protect? Or who's next not to be protected? The elderly? The disabled? The racist? Who's next? The dubbed racist, even if it's not the truth? Where do we go here? And so this is, in my opinion, one of the most critical issues we need to work on. And right now there's an act in Congress. I don't know if you knew about it or not. The mainstream press, have they talked about it, Kurt? How many stories are on the Life at Conception Act?
I had not even heard about it until today, Sam.
That's because Liberty Roundtable's live, my friend. That's why.
Great point.
And it's because we're doing our very best to help Rand Paul. Now, I wish Rand Paul would go to us. But you know what? We'll take anything we can get. We get a video, get an update, get the ability to work with him on it. We're in. Now, I typed in just those words to Google. S-231 in the 115th Congress. It's on congress.gov as a bill. All right. They say the right to life guaranteed by the Constitution. Now, the next one is the National Pro-Life Alliance. ProLifeAlliance.com. They've got it. Those are the top two results on Google, Kurt. Now the Huffington Post talks about it. Look that up. Life at Conception Act, Huffington Post. This liberal rag's going to attack it. You watch. Life at Conception Act, an overview. Provides the basis for the protection of all unborn legislatively. Quote, establishing personhood. Imagine in America we got to establish personhood. And the court's saying we don't really have the authority, or it's not paramount for us to decide that. We're going to decide to murder 50 plus million innocent children with the backing of the legalities in government, but we can't decide that fundamental question of when life begins. All right, everything I see here, Kurt, not kind of the Huffington Post, is literally just government track sites, you know, paul.senate.gov. In other words, there's no coverage of this, hardly at all. Rand Paul reintroduces Life at Conception Act. Rand Paul abortion bill. Rand Paul would outlaw abortion. They're attacking Rand. All right, listen, The Blaze covers it. Good for them. The right to life should be guaranteed by all or to all Americans. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt on this critical issue, ladies and gentlemen. Will we, the American people, deliver?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The popular rock star Kid Rock is apparently going to run as a Republican for the U.S. Senate in Michigan, and a lot of people are worried. He's known for his unconventional style, often colorful language, and his support for Tea Party candidates. Many groups and the left-wing Detroit Free Press are trying to do the same thing to everyone they disagree with to get him to be quiet. They're going so far as to try and keep him from performing in his hometown, Detroit, where he's very popular. He often donates much of his money from these concerts to businesses and charities. In an unsigned opinion, the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld most of the travel ban imposed by the president on refugees coming into the U.S. from countries considered dangerous because of their inability to provide information that would allow America to vet the refugees. The ruling reverses a decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that had upheld a lower court ruling. The court is scheduled to hear full arguments on the case sometime in about a month from now. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, there's hardly any coverage for this pro-life act at all, but there is a little bit of coverage by the Huffington Post and by the New Yorker. They're both negative as all get out. The New Yorker calls it Rand Paul's personhood problem. Ryan Lizza writes the piece back in 2014. Because remember, this bill is reintroduced. Rand's been at this for a while. He talked about it on the campaign trail. This is no idle thing for Rand. And I commend Rand Paul for this stance. Now, they say there's worries about Paul's sponsorship of the, quote, Life at Conception Act, also known as the personhood law. They say that it would grant the unborn all legal protections of the 14th Amendment. Now, they say that it would even make some common forms of birth control illegal. Now, the bottom line is, you got to back into this discussion with common sense. They're going to try to make it out to be the pro-death agenda is the most kind, polite, loving, opportunity for choice, and any other options are abuse. Anyway, they go on and talk about birth control, and once women know that Rand Paul's going to get rid of all birth control kind of stuff, that, you know, oh man, Rand is, you know, going to attack all women's rights, and they go on with this sideshow. There you have it. There you have it. So that's the battle. Literally, Hillary Clinton coming out right now and saying, hey, it's a fundamental right for women to murder their babies. Rand Paul comes out and says, no, this is a pro-life choice here. And the battle is on, Kurt. And either the mainstream press will succeed in burying the discussion entirely, or the epic debate will happen. I want the epic debate to happen. I want to promote the Life at Conception Act, and I want to reverse Roe versus Wade and end abortion on demand. Let's work with the National Pro-Life Alliance to get this done. But Clinton says it's a fundamental human right for abortion. All right, any comments on this before we let it go? But the mainstream press literally attacking and or not even covering the story. I had to go back to a New Yorker story from 2014 to even get the opposition on it. They're burying this by non-coverage, Kurt. And this is part of my proof. Whenever they give a lot of coverage to something, even if it's negative or positive or right or left or whatever else, they're for something or they're for the agenda if they'll give it a lot of coverage. You know when it makes no coverage hardly at all that they don't want to talk about it, Kurt, because they know they'll lose this debate. It's time for the American people to stand up. If we've got one chance, this is it. Have we ever had more people who claim they're pro-life in office than now, Kurt, ever? I don't think so. At least not in our lifetimes. All right. Any other comments on this?
You know, it's it like you say. It's I don't. It's hard to say if there's anything more important. I just don't see it. You could pretty much connect any of the havoc, any of the. Well, it's in the top 10, Sam. The Ten Commandments, you know, talks about, you know, thou shalt not kill. And you cannot take that out of the picture when you look at what goes on in societies, whether it's ours or anybody else's.
Now, we just had the House and the Senate and Donald Trump back the pro-death funding via Planned Parenthood. Over and over and over again, while Rand Paul is working to talk about pro-life and the media has an absolute blackout on it, they're voting to back Planned Parenthood, Kurt. Now, Black Lives Matter run around acting like Black Lives Matter. But my question is, do the innocent baby Black Lives Matter, Kurt? I say they do. How's that when they call me a racist?
And it's also so important to point that out about, you know, Planned Parenthood's or, you know, where they basically promoted the killing of especially, the black children. I mean, it's undeniable, and yet the standard media doesn't point that out, right?
Yes, and I don't really know how, Kurt, we can focus on this more. But what I'm going to do is try to put some commercials together. I gave you an example of one that I could turn into a great commercial. But we need commercials on this. We got to get a hold of this pro-life group and Rand Paul and others and say, hey, what can we do? How many organizations would run free commercials to promote this? I don't need a penny. I just want to quadruple down in support of this message because I'm telling you, as we defined, we came out when Donald got elected and said, what are the most important things Donald could do in his administration that would literally change the game, that would literally make America great again, that would literally have the greatest effect? And I said pro-life was the issue. And I was unequivocal about that. I'm not saying other things aren't important. I'm just telling you, if I had to pick one item, we cannot be murdering. We cannot be violating one of the greatest of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. We cannot be abusing individuals and funding a pro-death agenda when the whole purpose of government is to protect life and liberty. This is one of the most fundamental issues. And if we've ever had a chance to really change the game, I think there's a lot of pro-life Democrats too, Kurt. You know that? We could reach across the aisle and say, look, this is a time to reject the pro-choice lie, really redefine it as pro-death. And the real choice is to give people choices, including those who can't make them for themselves. There won't be any choices for dead babies, that's for sure. See, we need slogans like that. There are no choices for dead babies. Pro-choice equals pro-death. Stand for life. Okay, there's a lot we could do. We really need to focus on this. I don't know how to drive it home enough, but I'm going to get a hold of Rand Paul's team and get a hold of these pro-life groups and see what we can do here. We've got an opportunity of a lifetime. Even Hillary's into the debate now. Hillary on one side, Rand on the other. God on Rand's side, Satan on Hillary's side. Satan's pro-death, God's pro-life. Where do you stand, folks? What are you going to do about it? Are we just going to let them talk about this? It'll be a flash in the pan, and then we'll move on to some other, you know, agenda, or what's going to happen here, Kurt? What do you think is going to happen? Do you think there's going to be a big push for this?
Well, who's going to push it, Sam? Is Rush Limbaugh going to push this?
I don't know.
Sean Hannity going to push this? Is, you know, Glenn Beck going to push this? If you ask me, Sam, most of the time this kind of thing is just going to get left to the side, just like those little babies get left. And, you know, it's too sensitive of an issue. And yet it should be the most important thing that is worked on. It ought to be agreed to and pushed forward, you know, way more than even the tax issue or the border issue, you know. And yet so many of those even have a connection to the life thing. But you've got to put the highest priority on protecting life, I believe.
If we're really pro-life, let's start acting like it is the point, Kurt. Right?
Well, you couldn't be more correct, Sam.
I tried to look up Sean Hannity and Pro-Life Act.
Yeah.
I didn't get much, Kurt.
Yeah, I bet you didn't.
So I guess it's going to be up to Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby and Rand Paul to get her done.
Yeah.
The question is how many people
will help
us. The
New York Times or the Washington Post or, you know what I mean? That won't be there, you know.
Right. All right, what do they call this, Kurt? A MAGA hat? Is that what it is?
Well, MAGA? That stands for Make America Great Again.
Yeah, they call them MAGA hats, right? Or MAGA hats?
Well, yeah, that's what, you know, some people say. But, you know, Make America Great Again should be something that, well, people agree on. I mean, I guess some people may think that America's already great or it's so, you know, good. But in this case, some judge, according to LibertyNewsDaily.com, wore a Make America Great Again hat. He's a Canadian judge. And they say he's going to serve a 30-day unpaid suspension for wearing a hat in his courtroom. Wow.
And you wonder why people are afraid to stand up, huh, Kurt?
That's right.
All right, Sam and Kurt on your radio. Hang tight. Pro-life center stage on the broadcast today for good reason, don't you think?
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so they call it a MAGA hat. I guess a Canadian judge. What's this guy's name, Kurt? Burned? Zabel? Is that this guy's name?
Well, it says his name is, B-E-R-N-D-Z-E-Z-A-B-E-L. Anyway, he wore this hat, it says in the story, as a joke. And it was an attempt to lighten the courtroom's mood. The far more serious-minded judicial counsel, tasked with meting out justice for the grave infraction, wasn't amused, Sam. The choice we face, they said, these are their words, we face is between the second most serious sanction, suspension without pay for 30 days, perhaps combined with other less serious sanctions, and recommending removal from office. That's the end quote of what the panel says. You know, and we've just gone through some of the different hearings and court stuff down in Vegas about the Bundys and that kind of thing. And, man, this judge gets this kind of stuff because he put a hat on that said, Make America Great Again. And the
Yeah, but you know what? The judge could wear without any repercussions at all one of those vagina hats. Could the women have been wearing it down there in Washington, D.C.? You could wear one of those and nobody would even give a peep, would they, Kurt?
Well, they'd call it freedom of speech, I guess, you know, that kind of thing. But this judge, you know, he couldn't do that.
But it comes down to he who owns the media makes the rules, folks.
Well, that's right. They say before rendering its judgment, the panel made a show of serious deliberation. It waded through piles of automated complaints as well as an almost equal number of messages in support of the judge. Female colleagues say that he encouraged them when they were at the bar and had been entirely supportive since they joined him on the bench. When they say the bar, they don't mean the bar where they're drinking, but the bar of justice, science, whatever. Says fellow judges and members of the bar insist that he is an open-minded and impartial judge who does not exhibit polarized, misogynistic, racist, or homophobic views. The judge's unblemished 27 years of exemplary service and support for women and colleagues likely persuaded the judicial panel to restrain members' inclination to fire Judge Zabel, opting instead for the more modest 30-day unpaid suspension.
How about if we fire all pro-death judges, Kurt?
Well, you know, what's good for the goose, right, Sam?
Well, I'm just saying, what's worse, wearing a hat that says Make America Great Again or a pro-death agenda that literally results in the funding of and murdering of the most innocent among us?
Well, Sam, I mean, but this guy wore a hat.
Margaret Sanger, one of the leaders of Planned Parenthood, was a racist from the word go, Kurt. Literally, the abortion mills are positioned in very poverty-stricken areas in America. They're racially zoned, if you will. In other words, there's laws against, you know, when you build homes and provide home loans and things, from giving preferential treatment to certain neighborhoods and things like that. There's laws against that. What about laws about abortion clinics being literally put in the poorest neighborhoods that are the most black of all neighborhoods? They're racially positioned. What about bringing that to attention, Kurt? What about highlighting the truth on this reality? What about calling pro-choice, pro-death? What about literally standing boldly, unequivocally for pro-life without surrender or apology, Kurt? What about that?
Like you said, Sam, the key thing here is if the media chose to do it, they could highlight these issues.
We're choosing to do it, Kurt.
That's right. But the other guys, they're just, in my opinion, they're not going to touch it.
And they're more than MIA, aren't they, Kurt?
That's right. Good point.
Whenever they get the chance, they'll just come back and say, you got a personhood problem, Kurt.
Yeah.
What the heck is a personhood problem? Well, we don't know when a person, you know, is created. And then you're going to debate science. And then you're going to defy science to create your lies, right?
Yeah, good point.
And then you're going to basically come back and say, well, we don't really, you know, answering the questions kind of above our pay grade. But in the meantime, we're going to murder babies.
Yep.
See, think about that. The answering of the question of when life begins is above our pay grade, but we're going to murder babies until proof comes.
That's right.
Even though proof is already here, Kurt. It's very simple to know when life starts. The second the sperm and the egg join, Kurt, doesn't it start to create new cells?
Well, yeah, that's what Rand is saying. And, you know, so it's just...
All I can tell you is when are we going to stand up? But if Americans don't stand against the IRS and shut it down while we're talking tax reform, and if they don't stand up to get rid of the pro-death agenda while we have the chance, Kurt, I don't know what we're going to stand for, what we're even spending our time on. I really don't. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just saying, are we going to make something happen or not? Or are we just going to run around and blame the Donald? Now, is the Donald pro-life, Kurt?
Well, that is a good question, Sam. And based on what he's done in the past, I mean, at least he's got 9 grandchildren. You know, we just got to hope that he'll come to bat.
What if you just type in Trump pro-life into Google? What do you get, Kurt? Top stories. Catholic leaders defend Donald Trump after Pope challenges his pro-life views. One day ago. Analysis. Pope Francis wants Donald Trump to expand his definition of pro-life. What do you think, Kurt?
Well,
now, the Pope is mixing DACA and pro-life. If Trump's really pro-life, he'll extend it to the DACA people, Kurt.
Yeah, well, that's kind of an interesting thing. It seems like you just focus on the killing of children.
Yeah. But I'll tell you right now, Donald could take advantage of this opportunity. You got Rand Paul providing the leadership. You got Hillary Clinton providing the pro-death leadership. You got the Pope trying to mix, you know, immigration into the discussion. Is there a better chance to really bring up this issue and have it take root, Kurt?
It doesn't seem like it. Do you see a better one?
Yeah. Well, the pro-life movement split with Donald Trump on issues, asks The Atlantic.
Good question.
The Pope questions if Trump is really pro-life. Donald, let me just throw out a little hint. I know Hope Hicks and others listen and report to you on the results. So listen carefully, Hope. I have hope in you that you'll stand for the truth. Donald, this is your chance to set, in my opinion, the greatest legacy of any president since George Washington. You have the opportunity to unequivocally stand for all life matters. You have one of the greatest opportunities to lay down a legacy that will be attacked by the enemies of life, but celebrated by all those who believe in God and life. This is the opportunity of a lifetime, Donald Trump, to join Rand Paul. It'll be easy to get Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Marco Rubio and a lot of these folks on board. We might find out how many of them are as serious as they, you know, do they have the real walk along with the talk they've been providing for years? That's
good
for
point.
Sure. But this is a real opportunity, Donald, to lay down a legacy of truth, of freedom, of life. And if you want to make America great again, this is the legacy you will leave with, my brother. Donald, I beg of you to get on board, to jump in full force with Rand Paul and say this administration will do everything we can to see Roe versus Wade overturned, to see the pro-life agenda take wings, to protect the most innocent among us, to protect the unborn. You say you want to shut down Planned Parenthood. Here's your opportunity. There is no greater call, Kurt. By the way, while this is all happening, Bernie Sanders just launched his health care plan. Kurt, you want to know what it's called?
Let's see. Everybody gets free health care?
No, it's the Medicare for All bill.
All right.
It's a single-payer health care bill launched by Bernie Sanders. It's called the Medicare for All bill. And it starts now, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, we better not let that become the discussion. But I'm telling you, how do we get the Donald Trump? I'd write another open letter, but it takes me a while to write. I'm not a very good writer. But will it even come to fruition or have any effect, Kurt? What can I do? What can you do? What can we do to give this issue traction? I'm going to call Rand at the top of the hour and see if we can get him on the radio with us. Will, do you think he'll jump on over this issue, Kurt?
I doubt it, but, you know, at least we can try.
You really don't think so?
Well, the problem is...
That's
Sam,
discouraging.
I know. I mean, I'm just remembering track record, you know what I mean?
I know, but this is such a critical issue.
Yeah.
This is such a critical issue. Wouldn't it be different?
Yeah. Well, that's what you'd hope, you know? Right?
All right, I've reached the United States Senate, folks. Senator Rand Paul's office, please. Their automated system's stuck on stupid, and I'm struggling to get connected now.
Yeah.
See what they've done, ladies and gentlemen? They used to answer, and it used to say capital, and a human would get you where you need to go. Now that's not even happening. We're losing ground, folks, and I don't mean to bring this up negatively, but we have got to start to decide what matters. We have got to quadruple down in support of things that make a difference. We need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com. Get involved in every way, including financial. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but we're going to have to be pro-life to get that done. We declare this nation shall endure.